and gentlemen, newest police girl, Byron C. Lockwood.
That's Commissioner Byron Lockwood being unanimously confirmed by the Buffalo Common Council 2 weeks ago. Lockwood inherits a troubled department from former police commissioner Daniel Durenda, who resigned suddenly in January. Investigative Post has exposed some of these issues, from poor training in the use of force and firearms to illegal stop-and-frisk tactics used by some officers in the department. Also, two men died in encounters with Buffalo police last year. Mayor Brown is authorized by the city charter to nominate a commissioner, who is subject to confirmation by the Common Council. The mayor is free to select a nominee as he sees fit, and in this case, the city did not conduct a formal search or otherwise recruit job candidates. Nor did Brown interview anyone other than Lockwood.
No. Did you interview other candidates?
I did not, no.
Okay. Did you see applications from other candidates?
No, I did not.
Why not?
Because I felt confident that Byron Lockwood, based on his experience, based on his record of accomplishments in the department, his service as a deputy commissioner for 12 years, the policing strategies that he implemented in his short tenure as interim commissioner convinced me that he was the right person for the job.
Other cities, both large and small, do more intensive searches and might, for example, post on professional police association job boards like the International Association of Chiefs of Police. In places like Amherst and Cheektowaga, qualified applicants take a civil service exam. The town boards then select the commissioner from those who scored in the top three. I wanted to speak to Lockwood about his background and his vision for the department, but he was not made available for an interview by the city's spokesperson, Michael DeGeorge.
I felt that I had the right candidate in the department. I felt that I nominated the right candidate and was very pleased that the city council felt the same way.
I asked Fillmore Councilmember David Fronczak whether the mayor should have looked at other candidates.
I guess he has a lot of confidence in Mr. Lockwood, and if he does, that's his prerogative.
Commissioner Lockwood has served as deputy police commissioner for 12 years. He was an undercover officer and detective sergeant before Brown promoted him to the deputy post. He holds an associate's degree in liberal arts from Erie Community College. One of the first things Lockwood did as interim commissioner was announced the disbanding of the Strike Force unit, whose officers engaged in aggressive policing tactics and in the past contributed to distrust of the police among Buffalo's black and brown residents. A survey by Open Buffalo in 2016 found that only 30% of black respondents said they think the police work well with their neighborhood. Lockwood has also expressed his determination to get the Buffalo Police professional accreditation from the state, which the city charter requires. For WBFO, I'm Daniela Porat with Investigative Post.